Hello, I'm Dawn Jarvis, nutritionist and dietitian at Garden of Life. Welcome to our podcast series, Digging Deeper. In this series, I will be discussing the latest nutritional topics, and we'll also be talking to leading scientists and industry experts to bring you the very latest up-to-date scientific information, as well as provide you with some very practical nutrition tips and information. So we hope you find our podcast both enjoyable and also helpful. Thank you for joining us. Well, hello, everyone. This is Dawn Jarvis here with Digging Deeper podcast series. And today I'm joined by my colleague, Ryan Cornett. Hello, Ryan. Welcome.
Hey, Dawn. It's nice to be back.
Great. Well, today we're going to talk about healthy kids, which I think is a very topical conversation at the moment.
Let's just jump right in, Dawn. As far as kids' health goes, what are some of the core components that we really want to be focusing on when we're trying to improve or bolster or just maintain children's health?
I think the most important thing that I would bring up first in this conversation is about building a routine. And that applies even when kids aren't going back to school. I think it's really important for kids to have standard eating times. Particularly breakfast is very important for kids. So establishing a routine when it comes to food is a great thing to do. Kids want to know when they're going to get fed. We don't want kids who are anxious, not knowing where their next meal is coming from and when. And, you know, they get very antsy, and when they have low blood sugar, they get grouchy and misbehave and so forth. So I think regular meals, setting a routine, and, you know, not just a routine for meals, but bedtime as well. I think that's important. We do that with younger children. We should continue to do that with children of all ages.
That's so amazing to hear that, because I think so often when we talk about health, we're quick to jump into diet or exercise. I really like that. Building times around meals, being consistent, building times around bedtime and being consistent as well. So that's really some great advice, Dawn. What are some foods that we want to start to incorporate for something like breakfast? Because we hear this notion that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Well, why is this important for children, and what food should we be looking to incorporate for a child's breakfast?
Well, habits that are formed in childhood are habits of a lifetime. So if again, we have this routine of our children get up, you know, they brush their teeth, they wash, they get dressed, and then the next thing on their mind should be having a healthy breakfast. And of course, we know some children are very picky, you know, others may have allergies. So there's no one, this is what you should have for breakfast. Obviously, we're talking about a healthy breakfast. Variety is important. I think all children need protein in the morning. So we should be focused in some way of giving them protein. And it might be on some occasions that we make them a scrambled egg. It might be another occasion that we make them a protein smoothie. It might be, you know, that they want peanut butter and jelly because they're going out for the day hiking or something and they need some extra carbs. But we want to give them foods that they enjoy, so there's no aversion to it. We might make them an oatmeal and put some milk on it to get some protein. So it can be different every day. But one thing we want to do is not give them a lot of sugar for breakfast. I think we're trying to cut down on sugar in the diet. So a healthy breakfast, maybe some berries on their oatmeal. Just trying to get some fresh foods into their diet is really important. But protein is a good thing in the morning. And obviously, we want to make sure they're getting some vitamins. So usually in the morning, I recommend, you know, a sensible portion of breakfast along with their supplements. And I think we'll get to their supplements later in this conversation. So I'll save that for later.
Great. So we're trying to do a healthy, hearty breakfast. And from what you just shared with us, focusing on things like protein is really crucial to giving kids the energy and vitamins they need throughout the day. So something that you and I talked about, Dawn, is really the importance of drinking water. I think it's something that we so often kind of just skip over. We so often forget about the importance of water. And to build on that, Dawn, something you and I discussed was the importance of being a role model for your children. So I think, you know, can you talk to us a little bit about that, Dawn, about being a positive role model so that the kids can emulate the things that they're seeing in their household?
Yes, I mean, most behaviors in children are learned prior to the age of 7. So it's really important that adults and parents, you know, if you're a caregiver to a child during the day, like a grandparent, for example, it's very important that you set those good habits and those good behaviors. And, you know, of course, parents are responsible for food choices. So if the parent is stocking a pantry with healthy snacks and leaving healthy things in the refrigerator for the child to have during the day, then those are the habits that the children will learn. Whereas if the parents are stocking the cupboard with snacks that are for adults only and the kid sees these, they're going to want them and think that those are the things that they should be getting. So whatever you do, your kids are going to follow. So we need to set a great example to our kids. I think involving them in food preparation is wonderful. Getting them in the kitchen, whether it's chop up vegetables, make a salad, ask them what they enjoy, taste different things, try different things. I know a lot of people during the pandemic have been cooking. So let's teach them how to make healthy things, not just how to bake and put sugar in cakes and make cookies and things. Let's actually make some healthy foods with our kids. And that starts with shopping, making a shopping list, making sure we've got lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of healthy proteins. Then we can have some carbs as well. We can have some treats, but we need to teach them about balanced nutrition and about variety, how to prepare foods, but making it fun and colorful. And, you know, and having a laugh around the kitchen table, those kind of things. And as you mentioned, very importantly, drinking plenty of water. I know being English, we grew up with a teapot. And so I thought it was normal to drink 8 cups of tea a day. No wonder I was never going to bed at night. I had so much caffeine in my little system. So much as I love tea, that probably isn't a go-to beverage. And children need to be hydrated. So when they get up in the morning, you know, they haven't had any fluids for maybe 12 hours. So we should be giving them water. I like to put in my refrigerator a jug of ice water, and I'll throw in a few berries or some fruit. That's what we should be encouraging.
Yeah, that's a great recommendation, is making it fun and making it taste good too. Throw some blueberries, strawberries, cucumber, lemon, orange slices in that water, and then it's something that the children actually enjoy. And this actually segues perfectly into the next thing I wanted to ask you about, which is exercise. Because, you know, adults, exercise is something we set time aside for, and it almost feels like a chore at times of, I have to go to the gym, or I have to exercise today. Well, you know, I don't think that's the best way to present exercise to children. I think that exercise can be fun, it can be enjoyable, it can be outside in nature, and it can be interacting with sunlight as well. So you get the best of both worlds. You get the sunlight exposure and the exercise. So how do we start to incorporate exercise for children? How do we make it fun?
Well, like we said with food, I think exercise should be part of our daily routine. It shouldn't be seen as, you know, a punishment. You have to go do your exercise, or it's time to train for this sport or that sport or whatever. I think it becomes a enjoyable activity that we do every day. And maybe sometimes it is practicing for soccer or whatever it is we do. You know, so many kids think their recreation time means screen time, means being indoors, means video games, etc. So I think we have to change the mindset. Maybe a little bit of screen time is fine in moderation, again, at certain times of day, but there should be other times of day where we're getting the kids up and out and not sitting down, getting them moving. And that can be when you take the dog for a walk, have them come with you. You know, when the dog goes for his morning walk, let's all go for a walk. Spending time with kids is important. Of course, terrible as this pandemic has been, it's enabled parents to spend more time with their children. And as I said to you before, I'm excited to see people go past my window on bicycles, families on bicycles. Let's set those habits. Let's do something fun and physical together every day. I think that's just so important.
The children are getting exercise. You're getting nature exposure, and you're getting some of the sunlight, and you're really stoking that metabolism. You're also teaching your children about the fun and the community around physical activity as well.
And I'll just add to that before we go to the next section. And that's, I've just recently seen online some really great videos, and it's dads dancing with their daughters, and they're doing a little routine, and the dads really get into it. So I love to see things like that, but it doesn't just have to be girls and dads. It can be the whole family learning to dance together to pop music, whatever it is. You know, things like that are just super fun.
That's great. Yeah. And what a great exercise, dancing. It's something we don't talk about enough, but talk about, you know, moving your body. That's a great way to do it. Mm-hmm. So So let's talk about sleep, Dom, because this might be one of those areas where there might be a little resistance from the children. What are some tips that you have for parents and for children in assisting with proper sleep?
Well, first of all, if they go to bed late, they're going to get up late. And if kids are getting up at 11 in the morning, they're not going to be tired at 7 to go to bed. So again, back to the routine, getting kids up around a normal time, getting them up, say, by 7 in the morning, if that's their normal time to be at school for 8, whatever is a normal routine. Through vacations, maybe they get a little lie-in, maybe an extra half an hour at a weekend or something. But typically, try and keep them to the same time. And then, as we've just said, physical exercise. I know when we used to go swimming, you know, we're lucky being in Florida, we can do quite a lot of swimming, whether it be at the beach or in a pool. The kids would sleep well when they swam. So again, it's this physical exercise helps to get kids ready for bed because they're physically tired and mentally ready for it as well. And of course, we talked about the sodas and the caffeine and not giving them coffee and caffeinated beverages. So keeping down the stimulants, the caffeine and the sugar, keeping them physically fit and a routine with plenty of exercise, that should work. Of course, we do have some supplements should parents need a little extra help. Rather than going to over-the-counter, some of our nice herbal products, Garden of Life has some sleep herbs for kids that work very well.
Wow, wow. So let's talk about that. We've outlined building a routine, good food choices, exercise, and sleep. Those are the core tenets. Well, now let's talk about supplements.
Well, as a dietitian and also Garden of Life is a food-first company, obviously, as you've said, the foundation is always healthy diet. And supplements do not replace healthy diet, but obviously, they can be a great adjunct to make sure that kids are meeting their nutritional needs. Certainly for growth, that's really, really important. So I find it always very helpful to have some protein smoothies in the house. Kids usually enjoy those. As we've said, you can throw in some berries and that's where you can smuggle the spinach in if they're picky and won't eat spinach, things like that. So you can make soups and add protein as well. So protein powders are very versatile and I think most kids will enjoy a smoothie. It's like having a milkshake. So protein smoothie for sure. I think all kids should be taking a probiotic. We know the modern diet doesn't contain enough probiotics for healthy digestive and immune health. That's very important. You know, a lot of people have issues with their kids not going to the bathroom frequent enough. And that's obviously associated with not eating enough fruits and vegetables and getting enough fiber. But also probiotics help with regularity. Who knew that, parents? So that's a good health tip. Take probiotics for irregularity. But it's also not only going to benefit their digestive system, 70% of their immune system is in their gut lining. And probiotics help support the immune system. That's been clinically studied and proven. So giving kids probiotics that are made for kids, Garden of Life makes some very high quality probiotics. For children, we just bought out a new GOL Kids line with some great probiotics for kids, and they're actually in a gummy. So if your kids don't like swallowing pills, a gummy that contains clinically studied probiotics for children is probably a really good idea. And I know right now that most parents are very worried about their children's immune health, so probiotics for immune health is super important. A quality multivitamin is a good thing. Again, we've just brought out an organic powdered vitamin. So that's kind of something we're very proud of. It's made with all whole food ingredients. It's food-based. It contains 15 essential vitamins and minerals. And because it's in a powder, you can put it in foods and things. You can put it into smoothies or anything that you're making for kids that's liquid. So this is a great way of getting some vitamins into kids.
Wow, that's great, Dawn. That's great. And you said that Garden of Life is introducing a whole new kids line. So that's really substantiating to know that we've got things like multivitamins, probiotics in a gummy form, like you said, that's very easy to get kids to take. And I know in that line as well, we've got things like vitamin D, which is crucial to kids' immune health and overall health as well. We've got vitamin C. We've even got some omega-3 fats for brain health. So that's a wonderful line to help assist kids. So.
Yes, we focused very much with this line, Ryan, on the immune system. So there's elderberry liquid and elderberry gummies. As you said, there's vitamin D and vitamin C. There's an immune gummy that has all those key ingredients for kids, D, C, and zinc. And so they're exactly what parents who are, you know, shopping in the health food channel are looking for. So we're very proud of this new line. And it's very good timing to provide children with this immune support at the current time. But it's important all the time. It's not just for now, but it's especially important now.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. So we've just touched on supplements. Is there anything else that we want to discuss as far as kids' health and assisting mm-hmm. them with living kind of a overall balanced, healthy lifestyle?
Well, the other thing was attention and focus, because, you know, again, we all want our kids to do well in school. And some children do have more difficulty than others with concentration and focus. So I love the fact that Dr. Perlmutter formulated a product for us called Attention and Focus. And this has got wild blueberries. It's got organic phenoprolic, which is a clinically studied pine bark extract. And this has been shown to help memory and concentration and exactly attention and focus in children specifically. And then he added 11 billion of clinically studied probiotics for kids as well. So you're actually getting your probiotics with a botanical ingredient that helps the kids' attention and focus. So this comes as two chewables. So again, kids usually like chewables. We make sure our chewables taste good. It's got the blueberries and the vitamin C and D. So that's another option as well that we have that I thought was really good for those that feel their children need a little bit more attention and focus.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And I've actually tried those. That not only are they tasty, but they're pretty effective too, even in an adult. So that's a supplement that I'm definitely behind as well.
Keep you awake at work, Ryan.
Yeah, right. Make me stay on the ball there. Yeah, so let's finish off with talking about mental well-being, Dawn. It's something you and I mm-hmm. have discussed before. What are some things that we want to kind of give a general awareness to when it comes to mental well-being of children?
Okay, I think, you know, children's happiness is paramount. If they're happy, they'll function well in all other aspects of their life. So first of all, children need to spend time with you. They need to have social contact. They need to be with their family. They need to have time with their friends. And I know with social distancing, this has been a little challenging lately, but certainly within the family, you know, a lot of kids spend time alone on video games because their parents are busy working and maybe doing two jobs. That can be challenging. But we need to consciously spend time with our children, as we've said, whether that's to exercise or to play, to have family meals. But they need social time and also time with their friends. And right now that might be that it has to be through the screen or through the phone or driving by and waving. But children need to have connection with others.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I totally agree, Dawn. And so I think we did a pretty good job there of outlining the pillars of how we're going to assist children with their health and continue to bolster that immune system. So we've talked about mm-hmm. Diet, exercise, sleep, mental well-being. And I really think the theme that strings it all together is routine. And it's really the parent emulating those things they want to see in their kids. So when the parent is making healthy food choices for themselves, or when they are choosing to exercise, or when they are creating a sleep routine, I think that really reflects back to the child and it kind of brings more balance to the family as well. Would you agree with that, Dawn?
Absolutely. I think you've summed that up really well. Exactly.
Awesome, Dawn. Well, hey, thanks for having me on the call today. And this was a wonderful conversation. Thanks for filling us in on how to keep our kids healthy.
Well, thank you, Ryan. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you'll all stay safe, and I hope your children will stay healthy. Look forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you for listening. Hope you found this information helpful. This is Dawn Jarvis wishing you extraordinary health. Goodbye until next time.